Since last week's installment of All Tech Considered, the emails have been pouring in. And as promised, we brought back our tech guru, Omar Gayaga, to answer a few of your questions. Omar, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Melissa.
And last week, you were talking with us and showing us how to use a cell phone application to scan barcodes in Comparison Shop. And Omar, that spurred this question from listener John Davidson of Indianapolis.
In your last show, you featured a program called Shop Savvy. And after looking on my iPhone, I couldn't find it, and I was curious if you had any more information about the program or something similar.
Omar, what do you have to offer him?
Well, unfortunately, John, Shop Savvy is currently only available for the T-Mobile G1. That's the first cell phone to use Google's Android operating system. But the company that made Shop Savvy, a Dallas-based Big in Japan, said it has submitted an iPhone version to Apple, but the app hasn't yet been approved.
Let's just clarify here, Omar. Big in Japan is actually the name of the company. Big in Japan.
Big in Japan, based out of Dallas. One issue, they said, is that the camera built into the iPhone doesn't work exactly the way the camera on the G1 does, which makes barcode scanning more difficult on Apple's phone. But Big in Japan said they did find a solution to the problem and that as soon as Apple approves the app, it should be available to everyone.
But in the meantime, are there any similar applications for people who don't have a T-Mobile G1 phone?
There are some apps on the iPhone that perform similar functions, not exactly like Shop Savvy. There's one called Save Benjis, that's B-E-N-J-I-S. And PricePad, both help look up reviews and prices while shopping, but without the barcode scanning, unfortunately.
Okay, Omar, here's another question. This one is from listener Marianne Snig of Monument, Colorado.
Hi, I'm a 60-year-old grandmother and a realtor, and I'm trying my best to stay on top of technology. I recently started Twittering, but there's so many different platforms to Twitter on, and there's so much to know. Can you discuss Twitter and the various platforms? Thank you.
That 60-year-old grandmother, Omar, is way ahead of me in the technology department. What can you tell her?
Well, Twitter is a service where you can tell people what you're doing using really short messages, 140 characters or less. It's like a really tiny blog that you can update whenever you want. People post messages on the web. They send text messages to post to Twitter. And the company itself has been growing really quickly over the last 2 years. And there's a lot of companies that are using Twitter to connect with their customers like Dell, Whole Foods, and Comcast. Some people think Twitter is trivial, but you'd really be surprised at how much information people can pack into those 140 characters. If you're already on Twitter, like Marianne, and you want to know more on how to use it effectively, I'm going to be posting some tips on the All Tech Considered blog on NPR.org.
Great. Omar, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Melissa.
And when he's not helping us out, Omar Gayaga covers technology culture for the Austin American Statesman. If you have tech questions, and who doesn't, send them our way to go to npr.org/alltech. We'll leave you now with one last tech thought. It's time again for those Salvation Army bell ringers. But this year, you can do your own ringing with your cell phone. In select cities, you can now keep the change and donate by text message. This is NPR, National Public Radio.